Deputy Commissioner Chuda. I have somebody on the team probably can.
We do have available two school units and online system. I know that that came a bit ago to make available the ease of having that available. But as far as a universal application, I'm not sure. We'd have to follow up with you on that. So good morning, Representative Brennan and committee members, wishing you all a happy, healthy 2022. And I did want to just take a little bit of time just to help provide some background information and clarification for you. Before I get into the SOP, which has become common vocabulary, along with many other words that we never used to use before, but SOP is a new one. I just wanted to remind you that there are really two documents that schools utilize during the pandemic, one being the US CDC's guidance, really preventative measures for keeping students and staff safe in schools, and the US CDC continues to update that document. The second is what's known as the Standard Operating Procedure for Responding to Positive Cases, commonly known as the SOP. And that is authored by our colleagues at the Maine CDC and has been updated continuously throughout the pandemic as research and information from the US CDC continues to evolve. So most recently on December 30th, so last week, the Maine CDC did issue an updated version of the SOP. It was being continuously informed actually during the school break by updates from the US CDC. So just when they thought they had a new version for us, US CDC would update something. So actually the timing was good because it was able to be packaged all together before it went out to schools. So some of the highlights in that latest version that maybe you've heard about or maybe wondering about really begin to address kind of the spike that we're seeing with Omicron, but also I would say the secondary priority that the Maine CDC had was to make provisions for keeping as many school students as possible in schools because they also recognize the benefit of in-person learning. And so it can be a balancing act, but they have found a way to provide for that through this version of the SOP. So the first thing that they changed was the definition of outbreak. Many of you have probably heard schools in your areas with an identification of outbreak. The old definition I once spent a lot of time on because it's changed, but it had to do with three people from different households essentially in the same school would become an identification of outbreak that would often lead to any additional support that the school needed from the Maine CDC. And we continue to post weekly an update for the public on what schools were identified as outbreaks. The Maine CDC changed that definition to become actually more in line with and following a similar process that we have used all along for many years in determining outbreaks, whether that was flu or other respiratory illnesses this time of year, actually. And essentially, the threshold is that if you have 15% or more of your school population, so that's both students and staff, are absent, not because they're on a vacation or because they're on a trip, but because they're sick, that gets reported by the school to the Department of Education, and we relay that to the CDC. The CDC will then initiate an investigation to see what's going on. So enough people are sick, let's see what's going on. So that has changed. That's just new as of Monday as far as what the procedure is for identifying an outbreak in schools. And we will continue to post publicly the number of cases that are reported to us and the number of outbreaks as they're identified by the Maine CDC on a weekly basis. So that's the first change. The second change has to do with some of the areas in which schools were identifying close contacts. And again, based on new and recent information, they were finding that in two settings, it may not have been as necessary to identify close contacts. Those were an outside setting, so when kids are out on the playground or running around at recess, which is always a good thing. Because of the information that the Maine CDC has about outside transmission, they were comfortable with removing that, so schools no longer have to determine who was a close contact when the kids are outside. And the second piece is, again, because of ongoing research showing transmission on school buses, and because the federal requirement still is in place for everyone on a school bus, specifically in this case, to be masked. The Maine CDC was comfortable with removing the close contact identification on buses. So those are two updates for schools. And finally, in alignment with and with further discussion at the Maine CDC and the US CDC, there were some changes on quarantine. And this is probably the highlight for keeping as many students as possible when healthy in schools was some of the changes to the quarantine exceptions. There were previously exceptions in previous versions, vaccination, when someone has been participating in pool testing at the school, which you've heard us discuss before. Those were already in place. Some of the vaccination components now include boostering, but the other piece was a strengthening of the importance of masking. And so if a school has a universal masking policy in place, students are able to shorten the quarantine and return to school as long as there is a masking policy in place and they are not showing symptoms. Students can be in school, which is good news for them. So those are some of the highlights. The other piece that I did want to mention is that Dr. Shaw has been hosting two meetings so far. We actually have a third this afternoon with superintendent representatives to get their operational feedback on the SOP. So they are continuing to study, the Maine CDC continues to study research and trends and Omicron and other variants as we develop through this. And the superintendents have appreciated an audience with Dr. Shaw to be able to provide some feedback on just how the SOP plays out. And so I think it's been informative for both parties to understand how that works. So for future iterations, there has been some input from school staff on not the science or the requirements or the research that goes into it, but really how it plays out in schools. So that can be informative for Dr. Shaw and his team. So we look forward to that going forward. And with that concludes my update on at least today's version of the SOP.
Thank you. And Mr. Chishuda, I'm assuming or hoping these...